This is Dale Connolly reporting. News meant for amusement. Scientists are trying to get to the bottom of a puzzle about allergies. Recent studies suggest that living in a very clean environment might actually make people sick. To explore this contradiction, we welcome Dr. Beverly Crust, a behavioral toxicologist with the Thousand Island Clinic. Thanks for coming in. Bless you. You're allergic to something in this room, aren't you?
I'm allergic to something in every room, and in some rooms, everything. My allergies got me interested in behavioral toxicology.
Uh-huh. Well, bless you. Behavioral toxicology, what is that exactly?
Well, it's the study of behaviors that are toxic to ourselves and our loved ones, which we then cover up with denial and rationalization and indifference.
Well, that's a pretty big field.
Well, I did my doctoral thesis on my very own family.
Wow. And now you're tracking the hygiene hypothesis. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Well, it's the theory that an environment free of germs, dust, pet dander, mites, mice, insects, hay pollen, mm-hmm. is an environment where the immune system has nothing to fight. And your immune system was made to fight. It's like Mike Tyson. If it doesn't have something to fight, it will pick a fight with a chump, like dandruff.
You're allergic to dandruff?
I'm allergic to my own dandruff.
Oh, how awful.
Well, that's why we're working on this around the clock. If we can prove the hygiene hypothesis, we may be able to put an end to a lot of suffering.
A lot of suffering from allergies.
No, from compulsive cleanliness. Always having to wash the floors every day, vacuum again and again. Pick up your room, Beverly, or maggots will grow on your bed.
Oh.
If you've never been through it, you wouldn't know. It's horrible.
And did you go through that as a child?
Whether I did or didn't, it's immaterial to this research. Scientists can't afford to bring our personal resentments and painful memories to our work. It just wouldn't be...
Oh, bless you.
It just wouldn't be right.
Well, suppose the research proves that a little bit of dirt around the house is a good thing and it helps children build a strong immune system. I mean, then what? Would that result make you feel vindicated?
Maybe.
How might an average person change their behavior as a result of that?
An average person might lighten up a bit. An average person might not insist that the bathroom be sanitized 3 times a day. Maybe an average person's child could have a cat for a pet or a dog so she could grow up feeling loved.
So, if the research works out, would you want to send the results to anyone in particular to say, I told you so?
No.
But this research is very personal to you, isn't it?
No, not at all.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I can't go on.
That's fine. Dr. Beverly Crust, a behavioral toxicologist with the Thousand Island Clinic, and a lead researcher into the hygiene hypothesis.
My face!
Bless you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Take those with you when you leave, please.
All right.